on Mem Hei Amud Beis, new perek, new Mishnah. Hashutafim shenadru hana zemizeh asurim lekanes lechatzer. So we have partners. Let's say Reuven and Shimon. They're partners in a chatzer. They bought it together, and they're shenadru hana zemizeh. As we're going to see, the Rashi says, "Mefarsh b'Gemara, ibe nadru, ibe adiru ma'iri." And we're going to discuss how do they be? What's the neder? Is it that each one that took it upon themselves says, "I'm not going to get hana." Reuven says, "I'm not going to get hana from you, Shimon." And Shimon says, "I'm not going to get hana from you, Reuven." And they each themselves were nadru or hediru or. The Gemara discuss maybe it's talking about the Reuven says to Shimon, I don't make a neder. You're not allowed to get an off from me, and vice versa. So the Gemara is going to discuss which is it, that they usher each one on themselves or they usher each on each other. The Gemara is going to discuss what that is, but whatever it is, according to the Tanakama Rabbanan, that they're not each one is not allowed to go into the chatzer. Because when Reuven goes into the chatzer, he's getting hana from Shimon, since it's also his chatzer. And Shimon goes in, it's also getting hana from Reuven, because it's also his chatzer. So they're not allowed to go into the chatzer. That's according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, ze nichnas l'toch shalo, ve nichnas l'toch shalo. So each one is allowed to go in, because we look at it as if each one is going into his own. Have a look at Rashi. Asurim likanes lechatzer bechatzer shel shnehem. It belongs to both of them. Why? The kol chad asur bedrisas aregel shel chavero. And each one is asur the other one from going in. Vekasavar ein brera. So now Rashi here tells us what's the machloik is based on, because the Tanakhama held ein brera. The imur haylechel chavero ayel vahaylechel chavero ayel. And therefore, it's kapshuto, right? This one's going into, Reuven's going into Shimon's yard, Shimon's going into Reuven's yard, and since they usher the nai from each other, it's a problem. That's the pashtus. However, Elim and Yaakov says, no, that each one could go in, the kasavar yesh brera, right? He holds by the concept of brera, and that is that when each one goes in, we say it's nit barer, becomes clarified that when they purchased the chatzer, it was al das, that when each one goes in, the chatzer will be his. That's how we look at it. It's called the brera. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he can go in, because each one can go in, because it's neat barer that when he goes in, that it's his chatzer, that's al das, that they purchased the chatzer to begin with. Okay. We could stop here, but we won't. Okay, so let's go on. We'll do the Mishnah today. Okay, now we're in Mem Vav Amud Aleph. However, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would agree that Ushneim Asurim Lamid Rechaim Betanur Ulegadol Tarnagolim. However, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right, that says that you're allowed to go in, but he would agree that each one is not allowed to put in the chatzer a Rechaim, like a millstone or a tanur or an oven, or to raise tarnagolim. Why? Because these are things that each one is allowed to stop his friend from putting there. In other words, as we were speaking about aldas, this they purchased the field, the chatzer, aldas, that each that they're not allowed to stump put these things in the chatzer. That's how they bought the field. Now, these things take up space in the chatzer. And therefore, normally when they buy a chatzer, you buy it not al das that the shutaf can put any of these things in, because it takes away the space of the chatzer. So when they buy it that you can walk in it, okay, it doesn't take space to walk in the chatzer. That's a different story, as we spoke about. But here, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that says you're allowed to go in, would say you're not allowed to put these things in. Why? Because since they didn't buy al das that you can do so, if the other person lets you do it, that's called getting hana from him. Right? If I'm going to put this thing in, and I'm not going, for example, Reuven, his asur to get hana from Shimon, and Reuven puts these tarnagolim in, and Shimon doesn't say anything, so he says, hey, great, you know, he's letting me put these things in, which he doesn't really have to do. And therefore, I'm getting hana from him, which he's not allowed to get hana from him, and that's the problem. Okay, Rashi, v'shneim asurim lamid reichaim v'tanur, likbo reichaim, to put that in the legadol tarnagolim v'otachatzer. Okay. Mishnah continues. Haya achad mehem mudar hana mechavero. So let's say only one of them. Let's say Reuven says he's not going to get hana from Shimon, but Shimon doesn't say that. So, okay, only one of them is mudar hana. So what's the din? Lo yikanes lechatzer. So Reuven, let's say, who was mudar hana from Shimon, so he is not allowed to go into the chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, again, yachol hu lomar lo letoch sheli ani nichnas, ve'eni nichnas letoch shelcha. So once again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's not a problem, he can go in, because he holds that yesh bera, and he can say that when I'm going in, I'm going into my part. And that's fine. So they unfortunately bring down that Adkan, this part is not so chiddush in that, because why should it be any different than we saw in the first case? So the reason why it's brought is for the continuation, and that is v'chofin es anoder limkor es chalko. However, we say that the one that was made the neder, we force him to sell his chelek. Right. In other words, if Reuven again is the one that's usher, is not allowed to get hana from Shimon. Okay, so fine, so he can't go in according to the pashas, according to the Rashi. He says we're going to see this is according to the Rabbanan. Okay, so Reuven is the one that made himself. Let's say I'm not going to get hana from Shimon. Shimon didn't say he can get hana from Reuven. That's not a problem. Okay, so now Reuven, we said according to the Tanakhama, is not allowed to go into Chatzer because he made this neder. However, not only that, we also force him to sell his chelek in the chatzer to Shimon. Why? Because we're afraid, since only one of them is only Reuven is not allowed to go in, but Shimon is, he might get jealous of him and say, oh, you know, that's not fair, he's going in and I can't, and then he's gonna, you know, even though he himself, let's say, asked, it could be, we'll see, we're still not clear who made who asked, but let's just say Reuven took, he made the netter, but still, he's gonna feel, you know, feel upset seeing Shimon in the chatzer, not him, and he might come to, go into the chatzer also, which he's not allowed to do, and therefore we force him to sell his chelek. That's the according to the Rashi, it's going according to the Rabbanan. Others, one of the Ran says it could even go, perhaps even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says you're allowed to, because we said that even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said you're not allowed to put in the tanur in the kirai. Right, so it could be that even according to him, he should have to sell his part. Why? Because yeah, he's allowed to go in Reuven, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but he's not allowed to put in his tanur and kiraim. And if he sees his friend put in the tanur and kiraim, and he can't put the tanur and kiraim, again, he might get jealous or whatever, or forget whatever the case might be, and put a tanur and kiraim. And therefore, some learn the Rashi doesn't learn this, but the Ran learns that can go even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, let's see the Rashi on that. Achi Garcina, haya achad meyamudar hanal chaviro kofin es hanoder shehidir es chaviro limkor es chelchov. So he has to sell his chelech. So Atan here he says l'rabbanan de amri asurim likanes achatzer. Going according to that chita, you're not allowed to go in, and Reuven who's not allowed to go in has to sell his chelech. But again, the Ran learns they can go even according to Rabbi Zermin Yaakov. Okay, let's continue. Next case. Haya achad min ashuk mudar hana mehem. Haya achad min ashuk mudar bechad mehem hana. So what happens? So again, so we have Reuven and Shimon on the chatzir, and then we have Ploni, guy, some other guy, he's not one of the shutafim. He is mudar hana from, let's say, Reuven. Okay, he's not allowed to get an off from Reuven. And now he wants to go into this field that is owned by Reuven and Shimon. Okay, Ploni. So, lo yikanes lechatzer. Again, Tanakama Rabbanan says he can't go in the chatzer, because by going in the chatzer, Ploni, he's getting an offer from Reuven, one of the shutfim, which is, he said he's not going to get an offer. Again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, emir yachol lomar lo, letoch shel chavircha ani nichnas, veini nichnas, letoch shelcha. He could say, no, he's allowed to go in. Why? Because he could say that I'm not going into he could say to him, into your friend's chelek I'm going in, and I'm not going into yours. So he says that's not a problem. Amuder hana michaveiro v'yesh lo mirchatz ubeisabad muskarim beir. So let's just finish up the Rashi on that. Haya achad meyam mina shuk mudar etc. So mina shutfim lo yikanes. Okay, so for another shutfim allowed to go in. Okay. So now we're going on to the next case. Hamuder hanami chaveiro v'yesh lo mirchatz ubeisabad muskarim beir. Okay, so what's the case? So let's say we have Reuven and Shimon. Okay, so Reuven is not allowed to get anah from Shimon. He's murder chamar mishimon. Okay, Reuven's not allowed to get anah from Shimon. And what happens? Shimon has one of these things, either a mirchatz, a bathhouse, or a place where they squeeze olives, beis abad. And he owns one of these things, but he rented it out. Okay, Shimon rented out his merchatz to Ploni. Okay, now Reuven, who's not allowed to get an out from Shimon, wants to use this bathhouse, which is rented to Ploni. Okay, so Reuven's not allowed to get out from Shimon, but Lemaisa, the bathhouse, Shimon's not using it right now, he rented it to Ploni. So Shaila is, can Reuven use this bathhouse? So says the Mishnah, it depends. Im yesh lo behem tfisas yad asur. Ein lo behem tfisas yad mutar. It depends if Shimon, who Reuven is not allowed to get anah from, who rented out the Ploni, has tfisas yad in this merchatz or beis abad. So more is going to discuss what the tfisas yad is. He has some shaychas still to the merchatz. If he still has some shaychas, okay, lemaisa it is his, but it's rented out. So one thing is rented out, it's like kilu, it's not his anymore. But if he still has the connection to it, more is going to discuss exactly what the connection is. That's called tfisas yad. So if he still is connected to it, so then it's kilu, it's still his, and therefore Reuven is not allowed to go in. However, if Shimon has no tfisas yad in his bathhouse anymore that he rented out, so then Reuven would be allowed to use it. And finally, the last part: Ha'omer lechaveru konem leveischa sheni nichnas v'sedcha sheni lokeach. So Reuven says to Shimon, he makes a neder that he's not going to have hana. He says that in your house, Reuven says to Shimon, your house sheni nichnas. I'm not that was his lashon, or your field that I'm going to buy. That he ushered on himself to Hana from the field, his friend's field, if he'll buy it from him. And then what happened? So if mace or machur lacher. Okay, so Reuven ushered on himself Shimon's field, and he said the lashon, your field, Shimon. But then Shimon died, and he left it to his kids, or he sold it to somebody else. Now mutar. So he's now, Reuven is allowed to get Hana. Why? Because he said, I'm not going to get it any hana from your field, Shimon. It's not Shimon's field anymore. He died. He left it to his kids. He sold it. So then it's not his anymore. So it's not part of the neder, and therefore he's allowed to use it. But konim by zesh ani nichna, sadezesh ani lokeach. If he doesn't say your, but he says this field, I'm not going to get hana from this field or this house. So he didn't say yours. So Mela, he's asking himself the field in general. If he dies or sells something else, doesn't matter, because he ushered the field itself. He didn't say your field or your thing. Therefore, he's still not allowed to get enough.